Taylor, I want you to sing that second song again for invitation. John chapter 12, verse 1. You there, say amen.
Amen.
Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, a spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag, and bare that which was put in therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Before I pray, I want to stop and just say this. Jesus said, you got the poor with you always.
Amen.
When he said that, now listen, there's always going to be trouble. There's always going to be trials. There's always going to be ups. There's always going to be downs. Amen? We're going to have times that we come into God's house and it's going to be like for lack of a better way of saying it, we're going to have times that we come into God's house and it's going to be like there's a heaviness because there's things going on in our lives. Amen? And we've all been there. Amen? But today, he's here. I feel him. Amen. He said, you got the poor with you always. He said, but me, you ain't going to have always. I'm not saying that Jesus ain't here every time we come. He is here every time we come. But it's different this morning. If you can't tell that, there's something wrong with you. Amen. I feel the presence of God. I feel like worshiping. I feel like honoring him and lifting my hand and smiling. I feel a peace and a happiness in the house of God this morning. And if you don't feel that way, you ought to just come on down to the altar right now and go ahead and worship and honor and glorify him. I'm just telling you, we've all been blessed. If you can't see his goodness all around you this morning, there's something wrong in your pew.
Amen.
Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, God, for the songs. Thank you, God, for the choir, Lord. And Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you just help me, dear God, just in the next little bit, God, to do my very best, dear Lord, to bring this, God, in a way that you put it in my mind sitting on that front seat, God. God, help people to realize how blessed we truly are this morning. God, help us, dear God, to understand your word and understand your presence, God, and understand that the Holy Spirit is very sensitive this morning, God. Lord, you're here and you're working, God, and you're wanting to do something, God, in our lives. Have your way right now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As Taylor was singing that song, I see the evidence of his goodness all over my life. My mind immediately went to this passage of Scripture. Now understand, let me just kind of lay the groundwork for you. I ain't got no notes, so I don't need to be up here. Amen. Understand something. That just a few days before, a little while before, she saw what could have happened. Not only did she see what could have happened, she knew what, I mean, her brother, Lazarus, was in a grave, Jackie. He had died. He was not in the ICU no more. He was not in the nursing home no more. He was in a grave. He was dead.
Yes. Amen, brother.
See, the thing about it is, if you look around today, I mean, think about where you could have been today instead of where you at today.
That's right.
I see Brother Jerry sitting here. Brother Jerry's got his hand all bandaged up. And thank God Brother Jerry's here. But it could have been a whole lot worse just a few weeks ago when that Saul got that hand. He could have bled out right there. We could have had a funeral service by now. And Miss Barbara could be sitting here by herself. But glory to God, she can see the evidence of his goodness all over.
Yes. That's right.
You, all you need to do is look around this morning. Look at where God's got you at. And look at where you could have been had it not been God that showed up in your life. Brother Skip, just look over there on the other side of you. I'm just telling you right now, Mary realized, hey, this was a lot worse just a few days ago. But now Jesus is at my house. He's having supper at my house. And she said, I'm going to worship him. If it upsets everybody in the room, I'm going to worship him. I don't care what nobody else says, I'm going to worship it. Yes, she got ridiculed because she brought in an alabaster box of oil. And we understand that this alabaster box of oil cost about a year's wage. She didn't care. She wasn't worried about what everybody else was going to say. She wasn't worried about what everybody else was going to think. She knew that just a few days before it was bad, but Jesus showed up, glory to God. And I'm just going to go ahead and break my box. I'm just going to go ahead and worship him and honor him and glorify him. Amen.
That's right.
Some of y'all need to look around this morning and realize how good God's been to you. And realize that you wouldn't be here. I mean, and just a few weeks ago, it could be a whole lot different, Cam, than it is right now. My mind thought about you when he was singing that song. I mean, just a few years ago, you and Kayla come, you sit right back there, right by yourself. Look where you're at now. I see the evidence. Amen. I see the evidence. I look back on the pew, just a few pews behind you. I see Andy sitting here, and I see Jamie sitting here. And I'm just telling you, both of them had some issues over the last few years that it could, Drew, it could have been a whole lot different this morning than what it is. I mean, the pew could look a whole lot different than what it does. I see the evidence of his goodness all over my life. I see Benji sitting over there, and I'm just telling you, he's done gone through a whole lot of stuff with his heart in the last few weeks, and it could be a whole lot different than it is right now. But God showed up. But God showed up. Think about where you're at this morning. Think about how good God's been to you this morning. She said, Jesus showed up in my life. He brought my brother back from the dead. My brother is sitting at the table eating with me, and I'm going to worship. I don't care what nobody says. So how good God been to you? How good has God been to you?
Hey.
I mean, just look around. Josh, just look around. All you got to do is just look around. See, the problem is sometimes we come in here and we worry more about what God ain't done than what God has done. Well, I got this going on, and I got that going on, and I just don't feel like I just don't feel good today. Well, it don't matter how good you feel. God's still on the throne, amen? It don't matter how you think it ought to be. God's going to work it out like he wants it to work out, amen? And we got to understand something. We need to worship.
Amen.
We come into God's house sometimes, and we sit there like a bump on a pickle. We don't smile. We don't raise our hand. We don't lift our voice. We don't say amen. I'm just telling you right now, God's been way too good to us. I mean, Taylor ought to still be up here singing that song about the fifth time. If you really get a hold of what I'm trying to tell you this morning, how good God's been to you, amen, you ought to understand something. He's been so good to you. All you got to do is look around and see it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. I thought about my family. You know my story. When I got shot, had God not showed up, Blake wouldn't be here. And then I got to think about Heather and Benji. Benji got in a right bad accident right after they got married. None of those girls. But I see the evidence of God's goodness all over my life. I'm telling you right now, some of y'all start looking around. You just look at where God's got you, amen? Look what God's done in your life. Look how good God's been to you. I mean, you should have been dead by now, but you ain't. You should have been broke by now, but you ain't. You should have been in a coma by now, but you ain't. God showed up in your life. Some of y'all holding blessings this morning. Amen? I look back and I see Jason and Eileen, and I see evidence of God's goodness. God's got it. I look and I see Gavin and Olivia, and I see the evidence of God's goodness. And Tony's sitting up here holding a blessing in his hand, and Skip's got blessing sitting beside him right there. Why in the world don't we have our hands up? Why in the world aren't we worshiping? Why in the world aren't we telling God, you've been a good God to me? I know it might not be good right now, but you sure been a good God to me. I know I might be in the valley right now, but I'm telling you, you brought me through valleys before, and you're going to bring me through this valley now, amen. Why don't we understand that all we got to do is raise our hands and worship and honor and glorify him, and he shows up.
Amen.
You want him to do something in your life? Praise him. You want him to do something in your life? Give him glory for what he's already done, and watch how he can do it. She took that box. She didn't break it on Peter. And she didn't break it on James or John.
Yeah.
Peter, James, and John were good guys.
Yeah.
Glory to God. She went in there. She knew what she was coming for. She didn't come for no other reason. You get what I'm telling you? She didn't come for no other reason that day than to worship him, Jeff. She came in there with a purpose. She came in there. She said, I'm going to give him glory. It don't matter what nobody else said. Hey, everybody else might sit there like a bump on a pickle, but I'm going to break this box. I'm going to let him know that I love him. And I'm telling you, if I upset everybody, I don't care. If I upset everybody in this building, it don't bother me not one bit to get you upset with me. It don't bother me not one bit to preach past 12 o'clock. It don't bother me not one bit to raise my hands and give him glory. I don't worry about you because I'm here for him. How good's he been to you? How good's he been to you? Think about it. I look back and I see Brother Donald. Brother Donald's been faithful. Faithful. To God. Has he been going through some hard times? Yeah. But my Lord, who ain't? Who ain't? But we still ought to be able to come to God's house and raise our hand. Me and Dallas were talking about this yesterday. God's house has grown way too quiet. The church has got way too quiet because God's been so good. You know why the church has got quiet? Because God's been too good to us. Oh, yeah, if we struggled a little bit and had to go through some hard times, we'd spend more time on our knees. We'd spend more time in prayer. We'd spend more time trying to get a hold to him, and then we'd be closer to him. And when we come into God's house, then we could worship. Well, I want you to know something. I want to go ahead and praise him this morning because he has been good to me. I don't want to have to go through the valley, Gavin, so for him to get my attention. I want him to know that I love him. I want him to know that I see the evidence, amen. I want him to know that I understand. And if I need to lift my hand, I want him to understand that I love him more than I love you.
Amen.
Come on.
How good's God been to you? How good's God been to you? Ray, look around. Brother Jerry, look around. Brother Robert, look around. Melvin, look around. How good's God been to you? Chucky, look around. My God. What in the world has got us so quiet? What in the world has blowed out your fire? What in the world has got a hold of you that you can't worship God? Come on, Taylor. I see the evidence. Amen. I see the evidence of his goodness. Do you? Do you? I want you to stand.